Good morning. After a fantastic weekend, another beautiful start to the day throughout interior New York and New England, with high pressure hanging on from the Canadian Maritimes, keeping it dry and in most places plenty of sunshine. Clouds, though, will be on the increase as that high gets squeezed out through the Maritimes and off to the north and east by a couple of weather disturbances. One is situated along the eastern seaboard, and that will bring in some clouds and eventually some showers from first coastal sections and then up through the Catskills, the Hudson Valley, and southern New England into the rest of interior New York and New England by mid to late afternoon. There's also the chance for some thunderstorms. Temperatures will vary based on how much sunshine we get. Northern sections of New York and New England will stay sunny longer, and highs will be in the middle to upper 70s. Along the I-90 corridor, including the Greater Capital District, sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds during the mid to late morning. Still, it'll get up into the mid-70s, and across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and most of southern New England, clouds will move in this morning, cutting temperatures off with highs generally in the high 60s and lower 70s. That disturbance will continue to throw moisture our way overnight tonight. We'll have cloudy skies and showers will be likely. Also, areas of fog with lows back into the high 50s to around 60 degrees. The second weather disturbance is a front currently situated across the Great Lakes. That front will slowly head our way for the day tomorrow. And with the frontal system close by, it will enhance the chance for showers through the day. Otherwise, we'll have cloudy skies. And we'll even see the chance of a few thunderstorms with that extra lift and temperatures holding in the lower to middle 70s. These weather disturbances will linger around through the midweek period, keeping things a bit unsettled even into Wednesday and Thursday. Both days will feature a little bit of sunshine, but still the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms, and highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. We'll dry it out for the day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control with highs around 80 before the next and weak cold front comes through on Saturday to start the holiday weekend. There's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and high temperatures will be in the lower 80s. Right now it looks nice for the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds again into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Alberto, located 100 miles east-northeast of St. Augustine, Florida, or 165 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. It's moving south-southeast near 5 miles per hour. A turn toward the east is expected later today, followed by a northeastward motion with an increase in forward speed tonight and tomorrow. On this track, the center of Alberto is expected to stay offshore of the Georgia and Carolina coasts. Maximum sustained winds remain near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours, but dangerous surf conditions, including rip currents, are possible along the coasts of northeastern Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Mönchengladbach, Germany, at 4:45 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Springfield, Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport, Illinois, at 2:51 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. There were 13 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Madison, Wisconsin. The 88-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1948 by 4 degrees. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 55 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a south wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 42. 64% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers likely near 70, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 69, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation for the day yesterday. For the month, 4.22 inches and 11.99 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941. And the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m. 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers likely today and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds dry on Friday near 80. Chance of a shower or storm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.